Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you want to kiss each other, to welcome my camera. Why can't you kiss each other?
We need a man to do that.
Okay.
So this is the Humata and Transgender, and I'm here with Q, Tell the Bomb, and Red. This is the Humatin.
Kaleki.
Jerry Nova.
And we are Transgender, and we are here with Q, Tell the Bomb, Red.
Everyone.
On your show podcast.
Hi, guys. We gave you our deepest, darkest insecurities last week, and it's time for a naughty, hot...
Everything you can
think of. Fantasies. It's your girl Red. It's on your shit podcast with Q, Saw the Bomb, Kaleki, Ohim Martin, and Jerry Nova. And today we're going to talk about our little naughty, hot, cute, bad,
sexy.
Good, sexy fantasies. So we'll just get right into it. What are your fantasies?
Okay, let me start. I'm going to start with it.
For me, I don't know. It's just fantasies are like... So last week we were talking about insecurities, right? And we're trying to get into fantasies. Now, I believe everybody here has been... Okay, let me speak for myself. I have been in a relation before. and sometimes I have like fantasies, you know, I think about things that are not possible, like, you know, having threesomes and all that. Or maybe it's just very, very early for me to start saying threesomes.
No, it's cool, you know, we're hitting it hard, like.
But yeah, okay.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, but when we say fantasies, like, everybody probably has a like a different meaning to what fantasies are. To me, it's like rare. It's actually rare for me to have those because I don't know. Like life is not straightforward to me. All right, and you know, I am more or less like a one-man-one person. So I always think like, hey, have fun. You know, be with the same person forever, whatever, and even crashes, right? But that's what I'm going to say about fantasies.
You ask something, and I'd like us to like get more into that.
Sure.
Let's all like share our opinions as to what sexual fantasies mean to us.
Wait. Who here said that fantasies is about sex?
Why? Okay, we all just jumped into it.
This is what happens when you have a bunch of men.
Cool down.
Who haven't had some in a very long time. Whoa. And they just assume at once that when they say fantasy, it's about sex. No, I'm sure if I ask you what was the size of your favorite banana, you think I'm talking about your penis.
No, I won't, in that sense.
Well, Shaquille's face.
You have me in a position now.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you haven't had sex for a long time. You assume every fantasy is about sexual fantasy.
Are you talking for yourself or...?
I'm talking for all of us when you guys should put your penis back into your trousers. Put your penis back into your trousers. Anyway, first things first, what are fantasies? I want to know what fantasies are general to you, not necessarily...
Yeah.
Yes. So let's start with Jerry Nova, because you're our guest here.
To me, fantasies are like things we normally like, let's say, daydream about sometimes. Mm-hmm. You can have a fantasy like you being with Nicki Minaj and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying and stuff, but that's a fantasy like you can like, in my opinion.
Okay,
can I just say something?
Sure.
This is random, like unrelated, actually, right? It seems you guys love Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. You
visit. And
why?
Something, yeah. I mean, you know.
Much respect me. Wait. Did you like in pictures?
So because of my.
No, because of that.
So why do you like Nicki Minaj?
She's really just
you just really like
I grew
it.
Up with her.
You grew up with her? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Isn't
no,
really?
I like Nicki too, so yeah.
No, but for real. I get it. Is it because of the feminine
side of it? Like the way she's
yeah.
very feminine and
yeah.
very sexy.
And sexy.
Like she puts sexiness out there.
Not a main point.
You just like her personality or her music?
I think
Kaleki.
I think Kaleki has something else to say.
Yes.
Kaleki,
what do you think?
No, I mean, because like everybody was talking about her when we were young. We just got to know her.
Oh, okay.
She's an OG bad bitch. So.
Hey. Okay, so hey Martin, what are fantasies to you?
I feel like it's an act of imagining impossible stuff. Maybe things you dream of doing. God, yeah, impossible. But it's not always impossible. I feel like sometimes it can come true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, you can live a fantasy. If I feel like I want to be very rich, living on an island with so many. Like with my man or something on an island. Yeah, I feel like it can come true.
Yeah, that one, the islands. Yeah. Which one? Which of the islands? The island or which one?
Oh, no.
Which one?
Bali.
Bali is not an island.
Bali is
Maldives.
Kuda.
Yeah, Maldives. Yeah.
That's
it. Bali.
To me, it's like your wildest thought, honestly.
Yeah. I agree. Wildest thoughts. So
fantasies, I think you guys have said it all, basically what you really wish to do that you enjoy doing, and I think there are experiences you rarely have, because I think if a fantasy, for instance, someone mentioned like being with Nicki Minaj could be a fantasy, but I think if you get to hang out with Nicki for some time continuously, it doesn't become a fantasy. So I believe like things you rarely have experience that like you like to experience, those things are fantasies to me.
Okay. What about you, Kyo?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. To me, fantasies are like things that most of them is like impossible to have, right? Like you could be dreaming that someday you would be walking on the aisle with Rihanna or something, you know. That's like barely zero, you know, chances of you having it. But yeah, to me, I feel like fantasies are just like that, you know. Is it a bad thing to, like, always fantasize? Okay, that's just a question that we can talk about later, but yeah, that's what I think fantasies are to me. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. For me, yes, fantasies are things that happen in our head, like what we imagine things to be or what we wish we could do that we might not be able to do because of society or what's not. So for me, that's what fantasies are. So because we started defining fantasies, I just want to find out from all of us what our biggest fantasy is. Because I'm sure we have a lot of fantasies.
Yeah.
But
obviously.
What is biggest
like,
fantasy?
We've had a contrary perspective as discussing this when we started. You know, fantasies are general. They are so broad. So if you're asking fantasies.
What's your biggest?
Should it be sexual?
No,
social,
so which one amongst all your fantasies is top of mind? The
top
biggest?
Mind.
It can be sexual, it can be work, it can be whatever. What is your biggest fantasy? Like, Charlie, that's what you fantasize about. Like, queer, that kind of fantasy.
Yeah, I think it would be something sexual.
Yeah, so what is it? Look at you there. I wish you could see how he looks like. Right? He looks like those satisfied Ewe men that like goodness. From the way you talk, as we heard from the insecurities. Please, if you've not listened to insecurities, please listen to it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Clearly. So what's your...
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it could be.
So what is
sexual.
It?
My sexual fantasy.
Your biggest fantasy.
Biggest sexual. I haven't thought of it that way.
Okay, what is your sexual
fantasies? Yeah, if it comes to sexual fantasies, I have a lot.
Like the biggest one.
The biggest one. Making out, you know, somewhere like very strange.
Strange,
yeah.
Like way.
apart from maybe in the plane.
Making out in the plane.
In the plane, on the yacht. On a yacht.
On a yacht?
Uh-huh. You know, those things.
Okay.
That sounds, you know.
Yeah, I know, like, it's something that I really look forward
that
to.
That sounds nice.
Like, experience.
Yes.
I don't know, it's something about me that when it comes to fantasies, right, I can just project, you know, to the longest. I can think of having money in the next 2-3 days. Like, I get money where nobody go fit on me shit, like, give up.
Mm-hmm.
As in, I could just wake up the next 2 days and then, like, my bank account inside make heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a fantasy that I always think about, like...
Says the man who has had some. The difference between a man who hasn't had some and a man who has had some. You know, you
have to sometimes. No, but like, you know, that's something that I think about a lot, right? As in, if I could plan my life out,
mm-hmm.
it would be that great, like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, to me, that's something that maybe some years back it was something else, but lately it's just that, you know, constant feeling to get money like two or three days afterwards.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know.
Kaleki, biggest fantasy.
Okay, so then I'm just gonna say both because it's gonna be sexual and non-sexual.
Sure,
ooh.
Sure, sure. That's fine.
Go.
So the non-sexual part is like me living a life like the rich. Shit, like,
glamorous,
yeah. And the non-sexual part is me trying out BDSM.
So the sexual part is you trying out BDSM.
Yeah.
What's your favorite BDSM?
Why is that?
No, no, no. Not everybody knows. You know what is
BDSM?
Please tell them.
Yes.
Okay, so it's more like brutal sex. Like lash the shit out of me.
Okay. Top borders. Top the shit.
Please repeat the lash the shit out.
Okay, so it's more like brutal sex. Like,
okay.
Lash the shit out of me.
Okay.
You just said
it
was blood. All right. He's definitely here. Hallelujah. Okay, so BDSM.
Sorry.
So you want to be lashed?
Yeah, lashed.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Choked.
Yeah, lashed.
Yeah,
choked.
He wants to be lashed.
Type of, you know, because there's the bells, there's the cane, there's the whip, there's the, what do you want?
I prefer cane and handcuffs because I'm naughty. Like,
hey. Okay. And you want to be choked?
Yeah, deaf.
Please explain to someone what choking is. Recently, a lot of people have been confused as to what choking is exactly. So please explain to them what it is.
Okay, it could be like choking my neck or through actual neck, like neck. Wait, I'm sorry, I think I knew too much.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Clearly you've been brought here to explain and teach us, so wow. Lead the way.
Okay, so neck is like head, but like where it actually goes into the throat, like the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like brutal.
So that's what you want, right?
Yeah. Hold up. So the other time we were having I don't know, it was
a conversation about it.
Like a conversation,
yes.
About what choking is. And some of us thought it was the neck. Like,
yes, I said it was like choking the throat with the cock.
And I said it was the choking the neck.
And I also said it was neck, like
so
choking the
which
neck.
Which one
right?
Is it? Do you know when you're all choking?
Both, yeah, all choking.
Both, okay. All choking.
Yeah.
So
you were both right. Okay.
Choking is the neck.
So which one is
choking? It's when they, like, the kiss the throat.
So that's choking.
That's
so which one is the hand pressing the neck one?
That's also choking.
Okay, so
yes.
Both are choking.
Yes, so both are choking. So
but you don't
both.
Just give head and think it's choking.
No, I prefer. No, okay, I want both.
You want both?
You
no.
Want
both. Yeah.
You prefer.
Okay. I prefer the neck.
You like the neck.
I have a question. So, do you. Shit, I just forgot this thing. Go on.
This happens a lot. His mind just goes in. So what other fantasies do you have? Lash, choking.
Okay, so choking, lash, and I don't prefer slap because I, no.
You don't want to be slapped?
No, do not touch me. And, okay, I think that's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm sure as time goes on,
you remember. We are eager to know what you can
do. Yeah, worship.
It matters.
Is this something that you've done before or you
want to do?
You want to do it?
I'd want to.
Okay.
So if you got the chance today, tonight, will you do it?
I won't do it.
You as a fantasy, it's something that you want.
Yeah, this is impossible. If I get
out, no, tonight. If you got it, like tonight, someone, my girl, like yo.
Okay,
I want to push that in you.
Okay, please don't text me. I'm gonna be pretty selective. So.
Oh, okay. Talk that shit.
All right. So we'll come back when you know.
Yes.
Because it's interesting. Okay, Martin. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, Martin.
I feel like mine would be romantically.
Aww.
Yeah. So maybe like having an island with my man to ourselves.
Aww.
With harmless animals.
Harmless animals.
Yeah, like monkeys.
There's
no lion.
No lion. Harmless animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want a lion to hug you and cuddle with you. I just saw a video. It was so cute. And the lioness and the man.
Yeah.
Don't like that one. So you like romance.
Man's like with harmless animals around.
Oh no, like on an island.
Just the other
like, like with your man.
Exactly.
With your
something.
Man, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What about
someone I really love?
So that's non sexual. So what is your sexual fantasy?
My sexual fantasy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll just succumb to my man. So.
Ooh.
Whatever he wants.
What's this succumb?
So you're more or less like
submit yourself,
like a slave, right?
Yes.
You like
yes.
I mean, that's in quotes though, so people don't just
yeah.
So you will be okay with everything.
Not
basically
everything. I just want him to like hit it right and
ding ding ding.
I want to be here, so I don't want to work.
Whoa, you want to be taken care of?
And no, not like his, like.
No, as in regards to the act.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I want to be scared of my man.
Hey.
It's like, when I'm having sex or anything, I have to be really scared.
Wow.
Like, you have to be scared?
Yeah, I feel like I have to be in pain after the action.
I have to be redeemed.
It's like taking pepper. Like, when you finish taking the pepper, you need to
feel it.
Pepper
is nice, but it's painful.
Yeah.
I don't want something.
So, you want to be in a position where you can say, I'm sorry, I beg you, not again, all those words.
Please stop, no, yes,
stop. You know, like, that kind of,
and
then you just begging for your
own. Yeah, okay.
That's it.
I want something I can remember you.
It means you're going to get slapped.
Oh, no, I want, you see, you don't, like, mine will be excluding the BDSM, but there are other stuff you can do without BDSM, like. You see, Sam, we have deep sex and you just have like a normal sex. You can have sex with someone and it's not really like something you can remember, it's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can have sex with someone and you've been thinking about it like a whole week, like
sometimes years.
Yeah. Something like that.
Then you just mention a person's name and then you pick their phone and
you just have check out the person,
yeah.
You know.
Like something memorable.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we've all had, you know, a situation like that. Or maybe I should speak for myself.
Please.
I'm going to speak for myself. Yeah.
Shall we
know
that?
Okay, so mine is non sexual.
Yes. Oh, you have to give a sexual since your friends have raised the standard for us. Maybe I was going to do non sexual. Shall we check like
we all? Mine is very, very stupid. Very crazy. Okay, so I want to die.
Okay.
And see, just listen to me. Okay, so when I die, okay, well, I believe like when I die, I can see my friends, right? Like through the spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to see my friends, how they will behave and stuff.
Yeah.
Like who would be very, very like, so like who will cry a lot, who loves me. Like, do you get where I'm coming from?
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I want. Like, trust me, this has been hitting me. Like,
yeah.
I want to die and see how my friends will be, if they're going to move on. Like,
yeah, I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
Okay.
You know something? When you love someone,
right now, will you be willing to die?
No. I'm not there right now. Sometimes. Can I state this? I don't know why. Sometimes this thing to hit me.
What?
Like this one is very stupid. Like, I feel like when maybe in quotes, like it won't happen, but if maybe my friends had to die, I want to die with them.
Okay, that's cute.
Let's go.
Sometimes.
Yeah, don't please, your friends. Wait, I want to die
this
with
is,
you.
This is this is because like you value friendships.
Very, and, very.
Okay.
Friendship.
Like
goals.
Yeah.
I mean, like
me, I won't die with you. We will die right before you direct in your will. I give ya what yeah. Anyway, what about your sexual fantasy? Don't worry, I know the bad bitches but have sex.
So
okay,
sexual one.
Yeah, that's what I just asked them.
Okay, so mine is like stay in a room, maybe with someone like a month without going out, like and stuff. Like who stays there? Like is that?
How
I don't care about food. When there's I don't care about food when there's the bigger food. You know when you can really love someone, you don't feel like eating.
But
when you guys are together, you're
yeah, like, I mean, I get it.
You cuddle each other and stuff.
He gets it.
I get it.
He gets it.
Just for 1 month.
Do you think it true in a sense that the person will get bored, or you will get bored, or you just want to be in a moment with the person? That's it for you. Okay.
That's cute.
I mean, because I would think that. You guys can go a week, that'll be fine. Like, you guys will be having sex, all that good stuff. But after a week, okay, close to 3 weeks or something, the person will want to get, you know, fresh air or yeah, or maybe smoke a cigar outside, or
maybe depends on how you do it,
take a walk or something. Okay, all right. Wait, so what do you how would you do it? How would you do it? Maybe you are teaching me something that I don't know. You are obviously going to give him something that nobody can ever give him. So maybe he would stay with you, you know, for like a month. So what are some of the things to, I mean, that you want to do?
Okay, so I think love. Love is love. Like, love is sweet. Love is nice. Like, sometimes love is love. You can give somebody love and maybe you guys won't even have sex or something. But, like, if you are together, you are staring into each other's eyes and stuff. Like, you get me?
All right.
Hugh, did you give yours? Sal did.
What did you give yours?
What,
the sexual
stuff?
Yeah,
you said, yeah.
Yeah, I gave my... Okay.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't give sexual stuff.
You gave your monetary one. Right?
Yeah, like the non-sexual. But sexual, man. I guess I have to double up on that so we can come back later.
Because
I have to think about it. Because I have a lot. I mean,
what's the one that's in your mind right now? The first one in your mind right now,
please. Wow.
Yes, he said that earlier. I want to see if you say it again.
That's no,
why I really asked.
If it's sex, this is crazy. Okay. I go fit teaching, like, you will, like, have sex for...
Have you not done it before? Haven't you already cancelled it off your list? Well, I'm asking actually.
It might have been 3 days.
Wow.
Three days
back to back.
So every day. It's just
you were hitting it every day. 3 days.
You're asking me. You are asking me.
So this is what you say, yes. So yes.
Three days back to back.
How many rounds each?
I don't remember, but I don't think it's like no, I don't think it's like it's that many. Okay, because
so you got like 2 rounds the first day, 2 rounds the second day, 2 rounds the third day.
Yeah. Okay, yes. What I'm saying is that I was seeing more of her insides than just like normal having sex, you know, one time and then maybe the next week. So this was more or less like a day, the second day, third day. So are you saying
that is your fantasy?
That's like what I can think of right now. Like
having sex back to back,
unlimited sex, like with you, with somebody.
With me? Oh wow!
Could not. Okay, having sex continuously with somebody for like, you know, as long as I can.
Okay.
Which could take 4 days, 5 days. So,
days, 7 days, 1 month.
But it's impossible though, right?
It is not impossible, my brother.
People end up dying, but...
Yeah. Okay, so my non-sexual fantasy will be to earn so much fucking money. Like, I would have a lot of money. Like, I won't even be thinking. Like, the money is so much. Anyway. So, my sexual fantasy will be to have BDSM. Of course. So, I want to be tied up. I want to be whipped. I want to be cuffed. I want to be blindfolded and not be sure what is being used on me. I want to have sex in public. I want to have sex in the car or be given a hand job or a BJ whilst the car is moving.
Wow.
So yeah, basically, those are my fantasies.
But you've done it before.
Which one?
All of them.
If I had done which one, let me see. So yeah, so this will lead us to our next topic. So okay, which fantasy have you thought of that you have been able to achieve? Since I have started it, let me just say, so there was a time that I was in school and there were these boys. Please, if you are listening to this podcast, I was in a space at that time. So there were these boys across the balcony. And I was like, I'm going to have all of them or one of them. That's what I said. So that was a fantasy. Because they were always bare-chested, like, and they work out. And they're also on the balcony bare-chested, like, I see they've bathed or they've not bathed, or then they sweat to sell water, or then they're always smiling and talking and, like, nodding. And it's always slow motion when I look at them. It's always slow motion. So I said, oh, this one, dear. One of them, I must have an interaction with them one way or the other. And this one, I'll say, God being so good, he always listens to my wishes. No, I didn't have all of them, but I had one of them. And now we are good friends. I didn't have him, but at least I was able to scratch the surface of that one. It was fun. When it lasted, as long as it lasted, it was fun.
Well, you guys didn't do it just once.
So at that time, of course, I didn't want to have sex, but I wanted to do anything else I could do possibly with him or with them. So when the chance came, it was actually fun because he was only, you know, those kind of people that they don't want to see you during the daytime, they don't want to see you at night. That's the kind of guy he was. During the daytime, we could literally pass by each other as if we don't know each other. Like, we didn't talk, we don't say hi, we don't greet, we don't smile, nothing. Wow. Like, we just walk. He doesn't exist, and I don't exist too. Then, from 11 p.m., are you up?
Wait, who's sending that text though?
Sometimes it's me. Most of the times it's him. Are you up? Yeah, come to my room, you know? Then by 5, we are back again, 5 a.m. Back to each other's whatever. We don't know each other. We are in our... That was the fantasy I had, and I fulfilled that one. What about you?
Me?
A fantasy you had that you've been able to fulfill.
You there before push the thing to you.
Yes. Because Shale, the content is there.
So, I always wanted to make out in a car. And I did.
Hey, that's such a fine. How was it? Please explain. Give us the story. What happened? So the person came and what?
Okay, so I was in my hostel. The person came over to pick me up, and then we were just like, I sat in the car. We kept going. So we got to this like police barrier, like when we didn't think people were actually there. So like, we started. We did stuff. Like, the AC was on, but I was still sweating.
Of course.
You have a nest.
Hey, I've never been jealous in my life. Okay.
It was good. And then, like, the policeman just, like, knocked on the window. And then,
I think we shouldn't have started with hair. We should have just started.
I wasn't expecting it. Like, I didn't know the policeman was going to be there. So, like, when he knocked the window, I was freaking out because.
Yeah, because, like, yeah.
So, what
you something? No, I wasn't naked. Like, I do not make out naked, like, ever. So.
Maybe you should add that to your fantasies and check that one to offer list.
No.
Wait, you don't make want it out. To. Or you don't want to?
No, I don't want to.
Naked, you don't want at all.
I don't want to be naked.
But that's kind of hot though.
Being naked and making out.
Not being naked and making out.
So that's what I'm gonna say. I wear skirts.
Wow. Okay.
That was too much. Okay, so like when he knocked on the window, I was freaking out. Like, I wasn't expecting like
the police.
No, like person to be.
How you put laughing?
Like shy. Cause he was scared, and like I was the one doing the talking and everything. Like,
whoosh.
Yeah, so he actually didn't.
What are you saying? You know, I want to sorry.
He actually he didn't recognize I was trans or something. He just he thought I was a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was and Kulama Fajamu Yeni I didn't know if he noticed what I was actually doing, but then so. Yeah. He was then he just I think.
Wait, just let me ask, what were you doing? Or is that too much info?
It's not, please.
Oh, yes, let's go. Let's go.
We're about to get on that shit. Cat, you hungry man. For the right things. Please continue. Yeah, I'm not hungry, but I want to know.
It got suspicious because we are actually at the back seat.
Oh.
Because he wanted to get more comfortable.
Was there background music?
Yeah, they actually. I don't remember the last time I made out without music.
It's very important to the playlist.
Need that
key.
Okay.
This time we should just close because. So hey, Martin, you try.
Wait, why? Why are we missing out on the content?
Hey, wait, there's more.
I thought she was going to say what happened, what she was doing to the man.
Oh, okay.
It's too much information, I'll just summarize it.
Okay.
Okay. We're kissing.
Check.
Head.
Check.
Neck.
Check. Hey, neck. And then you've done neck. Hey.
Oh, but then the kiss was really French.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Could literally taste them.
Did you get choked?
I did. But it was very uncomfortable.
Because of the car.
Because of the car.
Yeah, that happened. Nice. So, kissing check, neck check, head check.
I'm a virgin.
We are virgins.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, we are all virgins. So God has been good. Okay. Hey, His grace has kept us.
Okay, so, okay, Martin.
I think.
The pressure is on to do what? Sorry.
I think mine was being at the beach with my ex.
Your ex? Yeah. Was he your ex at that time or you wanted to be at the beach with your ex? That was a fantasy.
No, he was my ex at that time.
Okay. So you wanted to be at the beach with him?
It wasn't really planned.
No, what was the fantasy that you cancelled, that you were able to fulfill?
Yeah, being at the beach at midnight.
Midnight, okay.
Yeah, and my ex.
And less so somebody. What should I say?
We made out.
Please.
But we made out. We just kissed.
But people.
It was more of enjoying the beach.
We like the sea.
Yeah, I really do.
The breeze and stuff. Were people around?
No.
It was just you guys. Who was there? Mamu Wata. Mamu Wata, yeah, she's always there. Mamu Wata, Madame High Hills. One of them.
Madame Red.
Wait, so it was in the midnight, right?
Yeah.
11 to.
No, it was around 2 a.m. I think 1 a.m. 2 a.m.
1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Where were your parents?
Oh, no, it happened in school. He was my senior.
I was there too.
You were there?
No, he wasn't there when it was happening. Not anything was happening. He just went to.
Same story.
Yeah. Same time. Yeah. She was my.
So you people shared your own.
No.
He had his own.
Yeah. So he was at his corner with his baby.
Yeah, far away.
Ooh, okay.
So we made out. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was nice.
No sex.
No, we wanted to try, but. It didn't work.
Trust me, it's so hard.
We wanted to really try, but it didn't work.
Oh, do you know this? Okay, you know it. The standard is high. Keep up. You have to project. People must feel it in their soul.
Okay, so mine is like have someone. Like the person just enters like the room.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk, we don't kiss, we don't do anything, but like we just have like rough sex.
Hey, because I didn't have rough sex.
Yes. Something like that. And it happened.
Wow.
And it happened.
Please, mm-hmm. I hope you're not just saying this for the content. Because trust me. I entered my soul. These people thought they were the men. Like they were like geez, but clearly.
Wait, is that all? That's
please, what about you?
Why do you want to finish this with me?
Yeah, you are the one, because you're the alpha and omega. Shoo, tell us your shit.
So I've always wanted to, like, you see, when you are sitting with a girl or something, right, and she stands up
mm-hmm.
to go do something,
mm-hmm.
right, you know that there is sexual tension,
mm-hmm.
and then you just stand and then just grab her hair, take it from the back.
Hmm.
Like, you know, take it from the back or stop or push it to the wall or something. You know, that kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, just have to make it aesthetic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it. Like, it was really good. Yeah, like, that was like, it's a feeling that I've always wanted to do. They say, yeah, right.
Who is yeah?
A friend of mine.
Okay.
Okay. And
so you've had fantasies about this friend called yeah. Oh, okay, please continue.
Let me backtrack. Okay,
right. No, please.
No, I'm just gonna say right.
I want to know about your fantasies for yeah. People. Continue.
Great.
The chemistry, yeah.
Great. Right, but like something like that. Okay.
So you wanted to push yeah to the wall.
So I just push yeah to the wall. Hey, or maybe yes. I just grab her from the back.
Hey.
You need to calm down.
The way I'm excited. Okay. Shout outs to Joy Salia, the one who listened to this.
Wow. Yeah, so something like that kind of energy that you have, it's just like telling somebody that, you know, I am fucking you on sight.
Hey.
When I see you, we fucking. Like, that kind of energy is what I'm... It's that kind of fantasy that I've always... And I've done it before, and it worked.
When and I see great. You, I'm fucking.
Like, I'm fucking on sight.
Whoosh!
Or be fucking inside. Big dick energy. So that's that.
Big dick energy. What is your
own sexual fantasy that I have achieved?
Yes.
So you know, girls, you know how sometimes you really want to have sex and the other party is not interested, and
mm-hmm.
the person will go a long way. You know, you try to convince the person it's not working, and then eventually, like maybe you get it. So I had this fantasy of like, I don't know whether it's reverse psychology or like putting someone in my situation that like.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like, you want to have the sex and I don't want to.
You make them want it.
Yes, so I make you want it. But at the end of the day, I don't give it to you. So then you get to feel like, you know, how I feel when I want it and I don't get it. It's something I always wanted to do. And
wow,
I
think hard.
I've been able to. Okay, no, I wasn't successful because at the end of the day, the person was asking and I just
you just
like a moment. So next time I'm going to like really do that, just to look at the person and laugh and be like, you know, well, That's how like it is for me. So like you also have to like experience it, something like that. So yeah, I've done that. And there are some other few things. I did a cat thing before, and it was really nice. But
yeah,
you said you went to the back seat.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I didn't go to the back seat. It happened in the front seat, the steering wheel. So
hey,
at a point, like, you know, I was holding the steering wheel. Like,
it's just flashback.
You realize that there is driving and road and safety.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I never expected it to happen.
So you were getting a BJ whilst you were driving?
You were getting
no, not driving. Like, the car was parked.
Oh, okay.
Sitting there, then, like, you know, we have to do everything just in the driver's seat.
Oh.
So it wasn't too comfortable. So, like, you have to squeeze yourself in and get it done. You see that thing?
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And then eventually, they get it, you know? You see, in that time, you appreciate the little things. So, yeah, you know, that was, you know, it was fun. So, yes, that's it.
I see. So, the next, I've already said mine.
Wait.
I said
yeah.
I had
oh,
a
yeah,
list
yeah,
of
yeah,
guys.
The first,
I can talk about other things I've done, but then it's not relevant. The next segment of this whole podcast is I have 25 common sexual fantasies that people have in general. We're going to talk about each of them, and then we'll say whether yes or no we've had that kind of fantasy,
or whether we want to.
So when I mention the fantasy, so this is the I think this is the last one that we're wrapping up,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
When I mention the fantasy, you say yes, I want to have it, or no, I don't want to have it, and then why or not. You can pass. Okay, so the first one is infidelity. So most people want to cheat on their spouse. That's a fantasy people have. Like, you can be perfectly happy with your partner, but like, you find it exciting to cheat. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So
getting caught in
yes or no?
No.
No. Why?
That's me. I love love.
Fair enough.
We can't love, but you.
Fair enough.
Hey, Martin.
No.
Why?
I feel like if you want to cheat, I have to know about it or something, like.
And then it's not fun again, eh?
Yeah. That turns into pain. So.
Oh.
In this sense.
No, it's a fantasy that you want to cheat.
Do I want to cheat?
Yeah, that's it. So is that your so you don't want to cheat?
If I want to, I think I have to break up first.
Oh wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Love that.
Ma. We are back at you.
No.
Oh wow. Disappointed. Why not?
Wow.
Because he's listening.
No. Oh, okay.
No. I'm not. Okay.
Okay.
But okay, wait, hold on. Right, yes. But years back.
If you found the one.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, now, no, but
back then,
if I wasn't getting what I wanted, I would have.
Yeah. So here you are getting what you want.
I swear.
Please. Hey, jealousy. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
What about you?
Yes, me there, I want to do it. I have always been a polyamorous person. It's not going to change. What are you... So technically, I've actually done it. But then what I usually do is that... what happens? I'm never... Like, for example, if I was with Cell... Okay, well, I've also done that one too. Okay, so I was going to say that if I was with Cell and I was, like, with Cell, if I went to do it with somebody, I would not come back to Cell again. But then I remember that there was a day that I had, like... kissed someone that morning, like serious kissing, and by afternoon I was kissing another person, but even I had kissed the third person. Ooh. So clearly it's a fantasy I've already ticked off. It wasn't infidelity. Mm. It's not infidelity, it's just you know,
temptation.
Yeah. So the second person who was on, he opened the door and he just started. Shout outs to him. Don't mind. And you know the funny thing, eh? First, shout outs to you because his lips tasted like lip gloss, so he had also got kissed. Oh, yeah. I'm going to kiss someone else.
Is that like
the way I want to make sure your name, man?
Exactly.
Go on.
Alright, so what
was
I'm sweating.
The air conditioner, the owner of the air conditioner says, no, let us have it.
It's because it would just fuck up the
place. Please, let it fuck. Like, the way the place is
sweating. So the drive to cheat.
Yes.
Oh no, it's always there. But
is it a fantasy?
Well, yeah, it is. You know, sometimes you just want to have a feel of different thing, and you know, it's always been there. I've done it before.
Yeah, like this, you said no to us.
I've done it before, so yeah. I think it's checked off.
Yeah.
But you see, at the time I did it, I was not in a very serious.
Yeah, me too. So please, future husband. We'll discuss polygamy and polyamory. If you say no, fine. But
yeah,
me too. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it for me.
Q.
I have cheated before. That wasn't.
You have cheated on your bae, or you have cheated on someone else's bae? Because I
wow. Wow.
Answer that question, sir.
Wow.
You okay. Say yes or no?
No. No, okay, let me finish. Alright, so I have cheated before. It wasn't because it was a fantasy. But it was because of another situation. Also, I have thought about cheating. Back then, I thought, you know, it would be fun to explore whilst you're in a relationship with someone. But
now. It's just.
Mami, I think you are not okay if you've never had the drive to cheat.
Yeah, because
the drive should be there, but like maybe because you are with somebody,
so you
like
make a decision,
you hold yourself. Yep. Because you, yep. see, you know, yep. when you're with yep. someone, you get to see other people that you feel like you're exactly. this for years. So.
Don't you think that some people do cheat not because it's a fantasy? Some people cheat because of other situations, right? Like. Not getting what they want, or yeah. like she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that too is the part.
So you just start the next one. There are two: dominating someone and being dominated. So you say yes for the one, and you say yes for the other. Okay. Or no, whatever. So okay, you start.
So dominating someone. Yes.
Being
I don't have to explain.
No,
like, yeah, being dominated. Yes.
Say, is it a fantasy or whether?
Yes,
you've done
a fantasy.
It? Whether
you
want or whether yes. you've done it before.
Oh,
fantasy you want. If you've done it before, you can also say you've done it.
I've done
which
both
one?
Before.
You've done both.
Yeah,
oh,
both.
Okay.
Like allow someone to dominate and dominate on somebody.
Hi, daddy.
Yeah.
What about,
what about you, bro?
I've dominated before.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
And I've been dominated upon before.
I haven't been. I would want to be dominated. Hi. It's one of my fantasies because it's. It's very difficult. I haven't found anyone who can dominate me. I've tried to let people dominate me, but like, it's just so difficult to dominate me, like in everything. But I have dominated all the time. Yes.
Yeah, indomitable. How do they say?
Yes, I don't know how to say.
Wait,
it's so hard to dominate me. Like, you can't even, if we're kissing, you can't even take the lead. I have to lead and you follow. Like, it's just how it is. Because I think I'm also. I'm vocal about what I want. If I want to kiss someone or do something with someone, I let the person know. And because I've started it, it's like, just follow me, bitch. Like, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I'm... So, because of that, it's really like a fantasy I have. Because I want to see how it would be like to, like, just be... just... do me. But anyway, God willing, it will come. If it doesn't, we'll keep dominating them.
But at the moment,
so fantasy dominating. Do you have a fantasy to be dominated or to dominate? Have you done it yet?
Well, I have, but
which one?
I'm the one.
Dominating. Wow, you don't look like someone who dominates.
I'm an angel.
Like, no, like yeah, she doesn't look like someone who dominates.
But it's because well.
Don't listen to him, man.
What is
listen
to
me.
To
don't mind.
No, I'm telling him to be specific.
Okay, listen.
But I'm saying like
yeah.
the person.
Yeah.
Is to. Wow. So
okay, okay, let's make it simple. Do you want to be dominated? Ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to be dominated?
No.
You don't want to be dominated.
I don't.
Do you want someone? Do you want someone to dominate you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to dominate someone?
I've been doing it. So.
You've been doing it. So you want someone to dominate you?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Matt.
Dominate me.
Dominate.
We can't hear you.
She's
dominate me.
Dominate me.
I don't want to dominate.
No.
No, not at all.
That's not a thing.
Have you been dominating? That's why you don't want to dominate.
No.
You just don't want to even get into it.
No.
I can guess what Jerimoba will say.
Yes.
You want
yes
to dominate.
To.
You don't want to dominate.
At all.
Yes, that is the one I was going to say. You like laugh too much.
So,
yeah, you
rather.
Yeah, you can't dominate.
You
but no, let's. So say it. So the next one will start with you. Okay, the next one is sex in public. And so I'll put them sex in public and sex in an unusual location. So for example, a sex club or whatever. So sex in public and sex in an unusual location.
Sex in public.
Sex in an unusual location.
That would be cool.
What location do you have in mind?
Okay.
Hey, please
say
that one.
I was going to say the police station.
Oh, wow, that's actually not in the cell. In the cell or on the inspector general's desk? Which one?
That's like a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So which one? In a cell or
I think
on
I want
someone's
the desk.
Table? On the desk.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, Martin. Sex in public or sex in an unusual location?
Sex in public, yes. But wait, is sex just penetration? Sex can be kissing or anything, right?
We want penetration, but yeah, you can also do kissing if you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the beginning.
Yeah, sex in public, cool. I've tried it before.
What about penetration?
She's tried it
before. Yeah, I've tried it before.
Penetration in public?
No, not penetration, like kissing.
Kissing in public. Which public? Where was it?
Oh, in front of my friends in school.
Yeah.
Which friends? These two friends?
Nah, somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere. Everybody, people were passing.
Mm-hmm. People were passing?
Yeah.
And you just didn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yes. Nice. Yes for sex in public.
Sex in an unusual location.
Yes.
Where do you have in mind?
Certainly not.
Why, do you want to have sex with
him? Oh, no.
You keep looking at it.
No. Yes. I think sex in an unusual location. Okay, I'm coming.
You think that done that?
Hey.
Let's choke our friends. Why not?
I think kitchen.
Kitchen?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, where exactly? Have you done it before?
No, I haven't.
You're not scared of a knife, fork, and all
that. Oh, okay.
The knife and fork on Skype.
I think the mood won't even let me care about, so I'll just think.
Oh,
yeah. Does it count that in GSS 3, someone put me on the kitchen island and we kissed? Like
my
French
man.
Kissing.
She said dog.
Honestly, I've never really kissed with that kind before. Anyway, so the kitchen, and then there's this slab of concrete or marble in the middle with no chairs or anything. Poor me, just as the BC type. Nigga man. He's abroad now and probably happily dating. The married one is like later on in life. Just as they say, well, okay. He carried me, put me on the island. That shit was.
It was beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all are reminiscent.
I wanted to ask somebody come back. I don't know.
Go to hell and say it. What about you? Sex in public and sex on an unusual location.
Public, no.
Oh, you're disappointing me.
Unusual, yeah.
Where?
The beach. If you're listening, the beach.
It was me. I don't
say
I'm shooting my shot. On the sand. You're not worried that the sand will enter like
Ruba after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
me, sex in public. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people watching.
Sex in public.
No, I'm a hypocrite, so
what about sex in an unusual location?
Of course, yes, you know, I'd like to. I think I've done a couple before.
Where
is the unusual place?
Okay. Unusual.
Please, you have to really say this.
Near church.
What?
I'm sure I was in the church, but I'm sure I was in the church, but I don't want to just sit near the church. Near the church, I can be your house.
That's very unusual, right?
No. Yeah, the church way. Near the church, how? Explain. In the compound.
Is it a
parish house?
Is it a Catholic?
Someone's parish house.
I was even going to say.
With Reverend Father. We're having church with the Reverend Father.
No, near a church. That's what. My house is very close to the church. That's
so it
why.
Was your house. There's not an unusual location. It was an unusual location.
Yeah. What about you?
Share with us, eh?
What about you?
Me, sex in the public. Yes. Public sex. I want to do some. I haven't done it, but I want to do. Have I done it? I want to do. I don't know. I have to now go to my. Sex in an unusual place. For me, sex in an unusual place. Yes. Yes, I want
where?
To do it.
Where?
Is bathroom unusual?
No.
No.
Yeah,
it's not unusual.
Sex in an unusual place.
On the roof.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, not the normal roof.
Yeah.
Like the one rooftop. with the edge pointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Rooftop, and then there's another one on a plane. Like what's the plane? Like in the because in the movies they have movies like that, right?
You are in a turbulence and one will be there, then I'll enter the washroom
and then he will enter pee, but because we are having it, you can yeah. But people have done it.
That's
cute. No. Okay, they look at each other.
Yeah, really.
You.
Sex in the public.
Public. I want to do it, but I haven't done it.
But yes, no, I haven't done it before. But yes, I want to try. sex
I've
in
not
an
had sex in a public place before.
I mean, I sex. Have. I have, but do people were in passing. People were in passing, so I just don't know if it was.
He let us know.
Against the wall.
No, okay, so I just remembered one. That was like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was in a very deserted area, right?
Yes.
But like
yes.
It was outside and on the bench.
Yes.
And the person was giving me head.
Yes.
Right?
Was it a bus stop bench, if I may ask?
Yeah.
Of course.
So then after that, she asked me if she could take my cum in, like she could swallow it. I think that's how I remember it very.
Because she swallowed your cum.
She swallowed my babies, actually.
All your babies.
But yeah, so that is public, right? I guess.
Yeah. What's about
unusual place? Unusual place, yes. I did it with someone, my ex. So I was telling you that would you do it on the rooftop?
Yeah.
So that roof was edgy, had like a pointed edge, and we did it on the side, just the side. Right? It's just like, so if you don't take it, you will fall, right? Yeah, because the what's it called? The thing that's protecting
the barricades.
Yeah, like the barricades. It's very short. So if you don't sit well, you just fall. It's like just a few inches away from the main roof. Right? So
that's what I said earlier, that in such situations, like the little things matter, you know.
Yeah, so and you know, like that kind of adrenaline that we got, that rush, it was man. But that's something that I want to do again. Maybe on a mountain. A very edgy mountain.
Yeah,
are you telling me?
You know,
bro, like,
he
kills
mine that when he's having the threesome, it's you and me. So please.
So yeah, so that.
The next thing is pegging. Pegging is like, so instead of you, it's in our sex, but instead of you receiving it, you giving it. So for me.
Preached.
Yes, of course, I want to. So it means that I would wear a strap on, and then, yeah. So, for me, yes, it'll be something I want to try, because I want to see how it is like to give it to them. Yeah. Yeah, so since I've started it, let's go to sell.
Why are you coming to me?
Would you want to anal sex?
Would I want to practice anal sex?
Yes.
Oh.
My friend was convincing me to be the recipient, and he was telling me how it's an acquired taste and how I love it and stuff like that, right?
I definitely still would lie.
Yes, but so honest. And have you tried, if you have, yes?
Have I tried what?
Anal sex.
No, that's too much information.
No.
So that means yes.
Okay, I can give you what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're having our first pod.
Yeah.
Here. And
yeah, in this room. I remember
in
the
this
pictures.
Room, right?
Yeah.
You weren't around there.
Yeah, I remember the pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was just giving a narrative.
Let me say my thing.
Talk your own shit.
It was accidental.
Sometimes it's okay being a little gay, you know?
That's it. That makes it before you shit. You know? It was accidental. That's it.
How was it?
That one makes it really interesting.
How was it?
Okay, who is well? I mean, yeah, I guess we are doing it then. We just
don't lie.
I'm not being.
The two of you.
Okay, in our six. Yeah, I think I've done it before.
Sometimes it's okay being a little gay, you know?
If he has done it, well.
So, yeah, it was back in uni. It was my girlfriend, my ex girlfriend. So, I remember doing it once, but I didn't like the. What you say is acquired taste or whatever.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it. I just didn't see the reason why. But yeah, I don't know. It was just some. It was weird for me.
Know that you don't clean your bum also.
The no, I'm not saying me. But that too, though, right? Because I have this I don't know. It's weird, but I have this feeling or like this perception that whether you clean it with bleach or not, it still has a smell. So
actually it doesn't though.
Yeah, okay, so because I haven't so it's just what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm ignorant about it, but that's what I'm thinking. And I know that I'm going
She'll
to get schooled. I'm going to get schooled. Right?
He's coming here.
Yeah, so I'm
so the question is for you to give No, so you, each of you just say no, then we move on.
No, no, no.
Hey, please.
Hey,
wait.
You see, you girl.
It's a no.
You
see, you girl.
It's a no.
Why not? A big no.
You want to be on top?
You say?
You don't want to be at top?
No, no. Why? No, no, it's very disgusting.
Wait.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, yeah. No, like, me doing it. I don't like it.
Why is it disgusting?
I don't know, I can't do it.
But someone doing it to you, though.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
But you don't want to do it.
No, not at all.
I'm sad.
That makes me very disgusting.
I imagine that it will be a nice film, you know, people hitting it from the back because of the way your cheeks are set up. Like,
can I ask a question? Nice feeling for her or for you? Or for the person hitting it?
For the person hitting it.
So for you, okay.
it makes you comfy and all that, but I think
is it
like
no, like this is the thing that
you basically like.
I think you have a lot of advantage when hitting from the back.
That is when you have the cheeks.
That's for the guy hitting it. Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you enjoy it anyway?
I haven't been hit, yeah. I nearly tried it, but it was I'm very, very
tired.
Wait.
That's how I was like my ex and I nearly tried at the beach.
Yeah. So it's something you want to try again?
Maybe
no, I didn't try.
Maybe,
but like,
no. Maybe.
It didn't work, Jigami.
So do you want
maybe,
to do
no,
it?
No, see, maybe he was
something. Yeah.
Maybe he was too big. No, that like.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So
because
you want a small one?
Hey, oh no, I don't want.
Why is he?
He's big.
Yes, so his
dick
is big. So
he has something. No.
So you don't want to be entered?
Oh, I want to.
Wait, I got this whole thing confused in the beginning. I thought you had been entered.
Oh, no. That's why I wanted to try.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, my bad. So I was just...
So, like, we wanted to try, but we couldn't, like... It was just a tip. Okay.
Just a tip.
It didn't go through.
Tipsy.
All right.
So, I want to try.
What about you, man?
No.
Yeah? Like, you don't want to
you
don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But you want it to be done to you.
Yeah.
Those who give must receive. Those who receive must give.
Wait, but what is it? Is there something, is there a reason why you guys don't want to do it? Like, don't want to give, but you want to receive.
I'm a girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's why. The
maybe you could
like
wear
for the girl to do it to the guy. So for me, yes, I want to wear a strap on.
Do not want to wear sharpies.
Hey,
this is disgusting.
Okay. That's
no.
Hard. I'll answer first, and then I'll go. So bondage. So involving ropes, cuffs, or under the bed restraints. Tresse, you'll be restrained from under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, why not? Yes. So it's bondage and sensory deprivation. I initially in the beginning I talked about how I want to be unaware of what the partner is using to do me or do me. So yes, for me it's definitely a yes for bondage and sensory deprivation. I will go to Ohi Martin, then we'll go like this.
Okay.
Bondage. Bondage and sensory deprivation. Yes, so
what does that mean? Yeah,
so they'll blindfold you and then like you don't know what is happening to you, what is being used on you.
That's part of the being.
I think
yes. For both?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for here, what I have here is not just blindfold, but they'll give you headphones. So you can't hear anything, you can't see anything. All you do is feel the thing.
I think yes.
Yeah.
Well, you want to try or you've done it?
No, I want to try.
Okay.
That's just cool.
Okay.
I want to try.
Which one? Bondage and sensory deprivation.
Everything.
Okay, cute.
I don't know.
I think
maybe I'm too cliche.
You don't want to be tied up.
Nah.
You don't want to be handcuffed.
I mean, I know that sometimes I want to be dominated on, but like, not to that extent.
Why?
You know, I want you to ride me and all that.
Yeah, so let her tie you to the bedpost and ride you.
Nah. What if you stole my money?
Actually, you know,
or you take my phone.
I don't know who it was that told me this story, but then I think it was a friend at work. So a person said that this guy and this girl were having sex, and he tied her up and everything, and then on his way to take something to come back, he died. So she was just there tied up. It took a long while before help came.
And what would the help even think?
oh no, said people are they're grown ups. So just when you just said you don't want to, just okay, why are you afraid the person will die on you?
No, I'm
you'll
just,
be handcuffed forever.
I mean, that would be like an extreme scenario, but like for you to take my money or maybe take something, I mean,
yeah, just so
people can actually do it, so it happens.
So, me bondage and like sensory deprivation.
No,
you being under bondage and being deprived of your senses.
Yeah, yeah. Let me relax and enjoy myself, and you do whatever you want to do to me. I'm down for it.
Okay. What about sensory deprivation?
Eh?
Sensory deprivation. They'll handcuff. They'll give you like headphones with loud music and tie you cover your eyes.
I like to enjoy life. So yes, that will put me in a different world. Like,
yeah, because you can't hear, you can't see, you just.
You can't stop it.
Hey, when you're coming,
you can't stop it because, like, you
have you done it before?
No, I've not done that yet. Oh, okay, someday.
What about you?
Yeah.
We are for which one?
Both.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you start the next one.
Okay.
Sex with a celebrity and sex with an ex. Sex with a stranger and sex with a professor.
Okay.
Sex so with sex with an ex, sex with a celebrity, sex with a stranger, sex with a professor. Mm-hmm. Sex with an ex,
Check, yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrity check.
Wait, check us and you've done it or check us and you've
done it. Yeah, I've done it.
Wow. The mic is all of a sudden too heavy.
This is the content we signed up for, man.
Okay, sex with a teacher.
Before he tries to bring out.
Okay, but the celebrity say yes, right?
She said celebrity, yes. Said ex, yes. Stranger, what about stranger?
It's like rape. No.
Oh, how is it rape? You don't know the person. Just one night stand. That's one night stand.
One night stand, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So you've already done it.
Yeah.
So she didn't ask you if you have. Okay, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Ma, please.
Sex with a teacher. No. Mm-hmm. You don't fantasize it. You've not done it. Sex with a celebrity.
Yes.
You've done it.
No.
You've not done it.
Mm-hmm.
You fantasize. Sex with stranger.
Stranger.
No.
You've not done it. But do you fantasize?
No.
Sex with an ex.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah.
But do you fantasize to do it again?
Yeah.
God bless us. Jeremy. Sex with a teacher.
No.
No, as in, so when you say no, say no, I've done it or no, I want
okay,
to.
Okay, no, I haven't.
You haven't? You fantasy?
No, I don't want.
Sex with a stranger.
No, I haven't.
Fantasy?
No, I don't want to.
Oh.
No, I don't want to.
Love. Sex with a celebrity.
No, I haven't.
Wanna?
Hmm?
Do you wanna?
Yes.
Okay. Finally.
Sex with a celebrity.
Finally. What's the last one? Sex with a stranger, celebrity.
Oh, professor.
Professor. And which one?
X.
X. Sex with X.
Yes.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
I know the name now. She just told me the name. Kaleki.
Kaleki, sorry.
Yes. Sex with an ex, you've done it,
mm-hmm.
You want to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cute. Sex with a teacher?
Nah.
Sex, you want to do it?
How is that going to be like? Because I'm really.
Do you fantasize now about having sex with your teacher?
Definitely.
No.
Have you had sex with a teacher?
Nah.
Sex with a celebrity? Hey, okay. No. Have you done it? No. Sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
You wanna?
I have.
But how was that?
How was that? It was just quick.
Okay.
And X, yeah.
Yeah. Cute.
But I won't do it again.
You won't do it again.
Yeah.
So sex with an ex.
Wait, someone's calling me.
Sex with an ex.
Yes, yes.
You've done it?
Yeah, I've done it before.
You wanna do it again?
I'm not the one to decide.
Sex with a stranger.
Yes, I've done it before.
Hey, you want to do it again?
Not again.
Sex with a celebrity. You definitely know that it's a surprise. Sex with a celebrity. Sex with a celebrity.
Average celebrity, yes.
Yes.
Average.
The person like you, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether.
Do you want to do it again?
Wait, yeah, I had some cute teachers that I wanna like, but I don't think right now. I don't have any teacher again, so sex with a teacher is impossible. Unless maybe I get back to school and I see some, you know, fine teacher that I like, then maybe yes.
Sex with a teacher for me, yes. I want to do it. I haven't done it.
Okay.
I want to do it. Sex with a stranger. I want to do it. I haven't done it. Okay, sex with an ex. I haven't done it. I don't want to do it because I don't go back for my vomit. Sex with a celebrity. Unlike you, me, I'm not shy. Don't rub your fingers. I'm trying to shoot my shots.
Hello, Kwesi Atta. It's me again. You may have watched some videos where some fair lady be short her shorts. Don't mind her fair lady, mind me. Okay. Kwesi Atta checked.
You want to have sex with Kwesi Atta?
I want to have sex with Kwesi Atta. I want to have sex with, what's this other person's name? The one that people think is gay.
Who's that?
Kofi Mole. Thank you, sweetie. I want to have sex with Kofi.
Is it off?
No, he isn't.
I don't know. You can't say no.
Who else? Who else? Yeah, basically, top of my... So, yeah. Why are we so excited? Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. So, it's just one. Then we are done. Sex with permanent damage. Yes or no?
What
does that mean?
Like, you get crippled after the sex.
Oh my goodness. So you get crippled. Let me check. Yeah, permanent damage. Whatever damage you think is permanent. You get crippled, you got bitten, and you got a wound. You got a scar.
Scar your heart.
The scar, I think I have that.
Scar your heart or scar?
No, scar. Physical.
The scar.
Permanent damage, like, you know.
You're wilding.
So what they say here is that, like, you get hurt physically, like with a scar or something.
And that's a fantasy people have.
Yes, of course. So for some people, it's either you pour, like, as the candle, like, you light the candle,
yeah,
pour the wax, then you pour the wax and burn the skin. Or you put a, what's it called, hot iron, you just on the nipples, and then, like, it can really, you know.
But the hot iron, I think I have some fantasy for that. Like, sometimes I just want to feel the burn.
Yeah, the burn, exactly. You see, so you get it, because it will definitely burn you. Yeah.
You know when that started. That was, I have tattoos, right? So when I got my first tat.
I love tattoos.
When you I do? Had
first, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Where's your tattoo?
So when I had my first one,
I'll
right?
Be stripping you naked.
When I had my first one, like, I was not too sure. You know, I did it like a very long time, so I didn't know what my parents were going to say, family were going to say. So I had the idea of, like, burning it. Wow. So, like, sometimes, like, I put the iron on, trying to. That was when the fantasy started. No, so, like, yeah, like
that, you were burning like, yourself.
No, I wasn't. Like, I wish I could. But I haven't been able to.
So, Q, what about you? Permanent damage?
Nah.
In your...
No, but I tried something with ice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, put, like, ice in your mouth and then give head to the person.
Damn. I'll be so chilled.
Yeah, it's good.
You do realize that the person, it will take a while for the person to come or not?
It did.
Yes.
Yeah. Takes forever.
Are you saying the A because it is him saying the thing, or are you saying the A because it is him? Which one?
Then it means he has tried that before.
Of course. do not be surprised.
You didn't realize that you're thinking about this just while we're right.
So that's what it
could have been done on me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It takes forever because, you know. So he knows, so you can ask him later on. Like,
no, but that's the purpose of
it
took long.
I was tired. Delays. I got angry.
Yeah, because of the eyes. The eyes, the things there.
Never, but you know, people use eyes as aphrodisiac.
Eyes on the nipples.
Guys, you know, when they come, the first one, you see, when they come, like, the dick is dead.
Also, not as an aphrodisiac, as a delay, whatever.
Yeah, as a delay, something. No, not delay.
To delay the coming.
No, not delay the coming. Like, you come already, and then you want to come again.
So you use
after the first coming, then, like, you apply. So, like, it revives everything, like,
oh, wow,
you know, so you get the energy to start again.
Oh, okay.
People do that.
Well, okay. We are glad.
No.
Oh, no permanent damage.
No permanent damage.
But who wants a permanent damage?
You want to be bent.
Not because of... Well.
Please, Jeremy.
No.
Okay.
So this is Tohima Tin, transgender, on Yoshi, with Q, Sell the Bomb, and Red.
Okay, we're free.
On Instagram, it's Ohe Martin, O-H-E, and Martin. It's a one word, so, yeah.
Okay. Kaleki.
Kaleki, you can go.
So, it's Kaleki, C-A-L-E-R-K-Y on Instagram. And, like, this is my first podcast, actually.
Yay, you're so excited. You broke your podcast virginity.
You are also a trans, right?
Yeah, transgender.
Did we enter too deep?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Jerry Nova.
Oh, your name is nice though, you know.
Me.
Yeah.
Martin gave it to me. Oh. But you were talking about Fashion Nova or sitting.
Fashion Nova, yeah. What is it, gentleman?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so this is Jerry Nova, trans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is my second podcast, though.
Your second?
Yes.
So we didn't break your bedroom.
Okay. You are something else.
If you want silky, slippery, sexy, luxurious textures, you should be listening to On Your Shit podcast.
It's the On Your Shit.
Yes.
On Your Shit.
Guys, thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it, and we love all the feedback we're getting. Please continue to support us. Send your comments. Tell us what we can do better. Maybe you want to come on the show. Just let us know. We'd always be willing to have you on. Until next time, when we talk about something else that comes up in our mind, it's On Your Shit. Keep your shit together. Stay blessed. Bye.
Bye.
The battle has ended.
Redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.